So on Bloomsday, all of a sudden you see headlines. Derek DeKirchhoff, number one McLuhanite in the world.
I saw that on Facebook.
So the Little Meteorology Association, which couldn't meet in a physical locality, so they had their first convention online, so they were in the discarnate space. But they announced the award. It's a special award where they get Terry from the family, who has to agree that whoever they're nominating is equal to the energy and style and vivacity of McLuhan. So Derek can impress people that way. So Derek passed the test, and they gave him the award. Okay, that I find that out on Wednesday. The 17th, and the day after Bloomsday. And then I was talking to Clinton, and I said, are you going to this thing? And he said, oh, yeah, I'm preparing a paper. I said, what does it cost? And he said, it's only $50. I said, $50? And you pay? Yeah. I said, well, can you buy my ticket? And he said, sure, I can do it. So that was nice. I paid him back, but he could go through the process real fast and get me a ticket. So I showed up on Wednesday, and it started at 10 in the morning, which is my 4 in the morning. And if anybody thought that I wouldn't make it and didn't want me to make it, they're wrong, because I'm still up at 4 in the morning. So I enter it, and I'm sitting there. You get into this room, a certain topic. There are other topics in other rooms. So you sign in, click on one topic, and you go into that room. And then you see everybody who's the speaker on your screen and the other people who are guests. They're just people who bought the ticket and are in the audience. And so my name was up there, Bob Dobbs, up there along with everybody else's name. And so I'm looking at the panel, and there's Lance Straight. For fuck's sake, he's on the first panel that I'm right there. And I looked at him, and I had Clinton on the phone, so he could help me click on the right things. A couple glitches came up, and he said, no, you gotta click here, don't click that. So he got me in. So we're on the phone looking at this. I said, look at Lance. Lance is there. And he says, yeah. And then a little while later, look at Lance, he's looking down. He won't look me in the eye. Now, he can't see me, but he can see my name. And he got all intimidated. Right. He could see it in his face. He just kept looking down, all shy. Bob, he never, well, we didn't know. I just figured he was nervous. But my suspicions were validated. Because we found out later, a couple of sessions later, Clinton had to do one. So he goes in there, and he's going to be a speaker. And when it comes for his time to speak, and Lance is the chair of the panel. He's the leader of it, the organizer, the moderator. And there's all these other three or four other people, and Clinton's one of them. So when it came time for Clinton to stop to talk, Lance says, wait a minute. He says, you, Clinton, you got Bob in here. You paid for his ticket. And this shocked Clinton.
Wow.
And he says, Bob is persona non grata, and you should know that. And he says, don't ever do that again, and you fucked up. And he really distracts Clinton from his talk. You know, he's getting ready to talk and trying to impress these people and get a job in some way. And all of a sudden, Lance did this black magic on him and made him guilty. Okay, so I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that because I didn't hear it. In my, wherever I was in the room, somehow I didn't hear it. And so when Clinton told me later, I said, see, I told you Lance was pissed off when he saw my name. And he went and had time to investigate how the hell did Bob get in there. And then he got to the treasurer, Paul Suckup, and he was the guy who handled that stuff, and asked him, where'd Bob Dobbs' name come in? And he looked up and said, oh, yeah, Clinton got him in. So he was ready to nail Clinton 2 hours later in the next seminar when Clinton was due. So that amazed Clinton. Okay, so all through the conference for the next 3 days, well, 4 days total, I'd show up in rooms and there'd be Lance. He'd be a chairperson or just someone curious, or he's on the panel, and he had to keep seeing my name. I'm not supposed to be there. I'm persona non grata, which is fucking crazy. You know, I paid. Why am I persona non grata? You know, there's no, like, surface reason why. So this was my first experience of the Media Ecology Association. They've been going since 2000. This was number 21. I never went to any of them because I was never aware of the cities they were, and you had to pay a lot of money, and you had to go and hang out with these people. And by then, last 10 sessions, most of the people there were, if they saw me, they'd try to kill me. It's just normal. It comes with the dark soul, right? People don't know their own best interests. And I'm trying to help them, and they think it's backwards. They're Catholics or something, so they try to beat me up. So anyways, this is the first one I'm in. And I'm able to sit there and x-ray all kinds of forms and people. I am a member of their list, their chat line. This is before Facebook. So I've seen many, many names posting through the last 20 years, and I know the names, but I don't know the faces. So I got to see all the faces of all these people, at least the older scholars. And so I was J. Edgar Hoover taking names, Santa Claus, you know, figuring out who's naughty and nice. So I went through all many, many of the forums. I could show up because I only had only needed three hours sleep, so I could be there all day long and go to all of them. Couldn't attend everyone completely, but you could jump around. So I'm building up this file on everybody, and then it's announced that de Kerckhoff becomes the world champion McLuhanite, heavyweight champion of the world. He's most like Marshall McLuhan. So I called up. What? What did you say?
That's really wild, considering that he's been engaging ION. That's really the
okay.
A sign
that's the
there.
Important point. But let me give you the sequence. So I call him up to see if he's coming tonight. And he can't come because he has to take his girlfriend's mother on a long car ride to somewhere else. So that'll be when he'll be in the car in the morning when we talk to him. So he'll be back next week. But we got talking, and I congratulated him on the fucking award. And he proceeds to tell me that he decided he wanted to look at some of the forums. So he asked them to give a password and all that. And they may have given it to him, but it didn't work. So he emailed them back, said, give me the password, tell me how to do it, and they wouldn't tell him.
Wow.
Again. The fucking guy they gave the award to, they banned him from the conference. Why? Because when let's say the request comes in after it doesn't work for Derek, Lance hears about it. He says, no, you don't bring Derek in because we just heard on Bert's show that he works with Bob and talks to ION. And
right,
so
right.
I thought that, but I didn't say it to Derek. I said, why do you think they banned you? He says, oh, it's probably because I'm talking to you and doing the ION. He knew.
Here's the scandal.
The guy they gave the big award to fucking basically said, oh, no. We're sorry we did that. He works with Bob. He's not allowed in. We expel him.
And Bob got in.
And I got in. So we're building up this incredible ammunition. Okay, so then over the last 24 hours, say Friday's forums and Saturday forums, there were several organized by a woman who wanted, it was like a Me Too spinoff. She wanted all the women to get together and talk about how they got sexually harassed through the years and how corrupt the Media Ecology Association is and all this stuff. So it was a Me Too thing. And there's the girls talking about it, the women, young and old scholars, and two guys, me and Lance. Now, Lance is not on the panel. He's not a woman. But he's watching, trying to figure out, uh-oh, what's going to happen here? And the other guy, and I'm watching Lance watch them. And so I attended two or three of these things and watched the women pile up their grievances. And they also, who are the black people? What are they called? The Black Lives Matter, BLM. Basically, they had a BLM program. We must make a BLM person the head of the Media Ecology Association. We must kneel to the blacks. Wow. Even anti-Semitism came up, and Lance is Jewish.
The black Caucasians, that's right.
Yeah, the black Caucasians. And so I'm thinking, wow, this is just going too good for you. So I said, thanks a lot, ION, like you guys all do. Thanks, ION, for doing this for me, doing that for me. So I said, oh, I'll be fill myself with gratitude. So I was watching ION create all this stuff. So then it's looking bad for the white leadership. That's Lance and his buddies who ran this for 20 years. So then there was the final room The final grievance room, where after they had several forums on grievances, now they're going to have the, they were now going to organize and make a constitution, have a press conference, and demand these changes in the Media Equality Association. Okay, wow. So there was a whole bunch of people there for that. And so they had to, they talked among themselves, and then they said, okay, we'll form little groups, you've heard of this process, and the little groups go off in their separate room for 20 minutes and figure out their grievances and what they want to do. Right? So they divvied up the rooms. Like five rooms, so like 25 people in each room, right? And the woman said, okay, I'm going to do this randomly. So I'm sitting there. All of a sudden, I'm plopped into a room. And I start looking around, and there's fucking Lance. I got put into fucking Lance's room. And so now, there's me and Lance and a few women who are pissed off, and I'm watching Lance be real sheepish, trying to apologize and say he's on their side, and yes, the women are right, and all this stuff. But you go back in there somewhere. I don't think it was that forum. Could it have been that? It is either that forum or the one before. And Lance was talking in the defensive with people and all this stuff. And then he said, I'm glad Bob Dobbs hasn't said anything. That's all he fucking said. He didn't say why. He just, so I figured I wasn't allowed to say anything because I wasn't a panel. Or, so then he sort of explained, he said, because, you know, some of the members of the Media Equality, they like one scholar, like I like Noam Chomsky or Eric Havelock or Neil Postman, and then he focused on him. And he said, some people like McLuhan. And make a big deal of McLuhan. I think it was right around then he said, I'm glad Bob Dobbs didn't say anything because he would expect me to go on about McLuhan. But I didn't say anything. And that was that. And then when they got to the making rules and put Lance on trial, I knew not to say anything there. He didn't have to tell me not to say anything. I didn't say nothing. I just watched him sweat. Okay, so it ends up an incredible ending. So I hadn't talked to Clinton for a couple of days. We were together the first couple of days. But he yesterday went swimming. He didn't want to be around in the afternoon. So I get an email from him this morning while I'm still – this is right around the end of the final one when Lance is totally beat up. And he says – and so Clinton says to me, the headline, leadership to East Coast, that's in quotes, and New York School. Now, they had – I couldn't get into this, but the final thing was all the members get together and they decide how did the convention go? Was it okay being online? Did they have many glitches or not? Well, there's the headline. Leadership is to East Coast and New York School. So I knew, oh, that's the criticism by the women and against New York and Lance and those guys, the white guys. So here's what Clinton says. Yo, it looks like the leadership of the Media Equality Association just diversity and inclusion themselves out of a job. They had to become so nice and give in to every point that it was obvious they weren't qualified to be the leaders anymore. Because of they have to have diversity and include everybody. I mean, people from South America were saying, well, I was there last year and I didn't feel included. Nobody liked my accent and all this stuff. So they got nailed in the review of the whole convention that I wouldn't have access to. But Clinton informed me immediately. And then he sends another follow-up follow-up comment. This is about an hour later. So I guess he listened to more of the thing. Probably went on for a couple hours. And so the first thing was that they're just going to turn it over to the women and to the blacks and the Jews and the women and the Brazilians. They're going to run the thing now. So then I get this second email, and Clinton says, in the wrap-up, that's what it was called, convention wrap-up, in the wrap-up there was some discussion about how the online format for this year's conference will be the one that will be examined and copied for many other conventions in the future. So they thought that they did it so well that they'll become the standard for any other educational scholarship groups, for them to have conferences, they'll imitate whatever Lance and them did. And then That was a sort of general statement. They're complimenting themselves. Even though there's all kinds of glitches and most people screwed up, many leaders of each form, never got on. They couldn't figure out how to get there. They'd get glitched out. And then so everybody would have to wait a while. Then that would, and then you waste time waiting a while. And then they'd give up because the person didn't show up. And then they have to rush through the thing and everything's done quickly. And in my experiences of panels and forms, that's the way it always is. It's never perfect. Everything's fucked up when, and these people spend days, you know, preparing their paper, and then they only get to read half of it because there's not enough time. So anyways, but they thought they did a good job. Then Clinton says, and there was this, I should say, there was this panel that showed the famous Norman Mailer and Marshall McLuhan debate in 1967, recorded in Toronto on CBC. CBC means Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. So they had a bunch of fans of Norman Mailer and other people, fans of McLuhan, and they watched the videotape. Now, I actually spoke up, intervened, and corrected a few points. But anyways, Clinton says, then they discussed the Norman Mailer thing with McLuhan, and Salvatore Felica, he was the organizer of it, he said that members of the Norman Mailer Society who were there watching Norman Mailer, they were McLuhanites, Norman Mailer Society, were very impressed with the conference and how it was run. So Salvatore is saying these outsiders, Norman Mailer groupies, were impressed. But then Clinton says, you, Bob, probably interacted with all of them, and I did, with that particular one, certainly. You interacted so good on you. Oh, you probably interacted with all of them, Bob. So good on you for representing the Media Ecology Association so well and giving them such a good impression. I gave the Norman Mailer people a good impression because that's one of the ones where I talk. So he's complimenting me. I told him that they're all worried I might do something. I don't go in and cause noise. And so he maybe watched, saw me in some of these. And he says, you did it right, Bob. You didn't make noise. You just listened there. But when you did speak, it was so smart, it made the Norman Mailer and the outsiders think there was something smart going on here. So that was a pretty good compliment from Clinton. So what a total victory. So the point is, they had a meltdown. And now it's over, and they'll just become social workers for all the Brazilians and blacks and people who never had a chance when society meant something. And now it's over, and remember, Ian says academia will die anyways. So as they limp into their tombs, the white leaders, all they'll do now is just sort of guide these people and let them pretend they're getting something, and they're not. So I am going to compose a email. What's that mean? I'm going to compose a statement and go to Lance's private personal Facebook page and let him have it. I am going to nail him good. And then I'm going to go post it on the McLuhan thing, and they'll delete it within 5 minutes. But at least in 5 minutes, somebody will see it for a few minutes. But anyways, I am going to announce my victory, that I destroyed the MEA just by sitting there and laser beaming them all. That's what I did. That's what I did the last few days. And that's what happened. I mean, remember, McLuhan, it comes out of Bloomsday, so it's all part of the Bloomsday after image on the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. So what do you think of that, Carol?
That's
quite something. So I had to come on here and brag it, and we can excerpt this and post this, too, all that I said here. Post that. And I told Clinton, okay, so Lance is going to get even madder at you for what I'm going to do. And rest assured, Clinton, Ian will look after you. You got Ian's got your back. You're going to be protected from here on in. So I know Ian wouldn't, but he doesn't know that. He doesn't know you're not going to protect him.
He'll be safe in the beer hall where he serves beer.
When they come to get him, the thugs.
Coming back. Well, they just want needles. They shoot up and come have a beer store.
Yep. Yeah, they come to his beer store. Yeah. Okay, so
he said he'd have a lover if he'd keep his mouth shut, but how many gay people do you know that have a good relationship when their mouth is closed? It doesn't seem right.